AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Southwest will be sweltering on Monday in 90 and 100 degree temperatures. But CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Andrew Kozak says that heat is headed east soon.
Once again, excessive heat affecting nearly 20 million people across the desert Southwest. Up to 112 in Arizona. For Vegas and inland California, up to 110. It's all due to this area of high pressure, the heat dome that's driven by the jet stream. That's well to the north. That's to start things off. But by the end of the week, it does shift to the East Coast, giving perhaps some of the hottest temperatures across areas like New York down to D.C. and Baltimore.
Former President Donald Trump will attend a hearing that could determine what kind of sentence he gets after being convicted of criminal election interference in New York. CBS News campaign reporter Katrina Kaufman has more.
Basically, it's done to determine the appropriate sentence recommendation and also whether probation is an appropriate sentence and the level of supervision that the defendant would require. They will discuss someone's family background. They'll look at their criminal history. They'll talk about any health issues. They also look at someone's finances.
Trump will be sentenced in 1 month. We are told he will attend that meeting virtually from his Florida resort. President Biden, meantime, will spend part of his Monday hosting a Juneteenth concert on the White House South Lawn.
In 2021, President Biden signed legislation establishing Juneteenth, which is officially June 19th, as the nation's newest federal holiday. It celebrates the date of June 19th, 1865, when enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, finally learned of their freedom. President Biden says this concert will help mark when all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from history. The concert celebration, which takes place during Black Music Month, will feature artists including Patti LaBelle, Trombone Shorty, and Gladys Knight. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now overseas, where tension is rising on the Korean Peninsula. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul with details.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister has threatened a new response beyond trash balloons if South Korea continues to use border loudspeakers to broadcast everything from K-pop to weather reports. The loudspeakers blared Sunday for the first time in 6 years, as the North says it sent 1,400 more balloons carrying trash to South Korea over the weekend.
The FDA says you can throw these in the trash. People across four states have gotten sick eating Diamond Shrooms brand chocolate bars made for microdosing. They reported severe symptoms that included seizures and central nervous system depression. Some had to be hospitalized. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is a band called Breaking Still, Devil Inside My Mind. Shane Christopher Neal, each and every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. And that band right there, Breaking Still, good friends of mine from Southern Ontario, Canada, where I'm from. This show right now is being broadcast from Niagara Falls, Canada. And a couple of years ago, I was chatting with the band. They had lost their drummer, and potentially I was going to maybe go and jam with them, see where it would go. But I kind of ran out of time. I do travel a lot, but they have a brand new drummer who's a lot better than I am anyway. So if you want to check them out, Breaking Still, again, Devil Inside My Mind. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. My email, ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com. And the Indy 45 show, we're all over the map. We got some heavy rock, we got some hip hop, we got some country. About last night, it's Marshall Day, and a little country for you on the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
About last night, I don't know what it was. Two good friends might have drank too much. It could have been Coltrane or the storm outside. Girl, there was nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty. Could pretend that when I walked you home, I didn't want to come in. And if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle and some through the window, sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Skirts on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window, sober's the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night, don't know what it was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
One more blink
right. Lonely Little Kitchen is stuck in place on the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal on a Sunday night. Got the JDM band on the way. Storm Force, great band from Canada. And Storm Force has a guy by the name of Greg Fraser in the band. He's the lead guitar player. He's the songwriter in the band. He, of course, came from the band Brighton Rock. And if you are from Canada especially, you would know Brighton Rock was pretty big in this country. In America, maybe not so much. But they did have some hits here on radio. And, of course, all over Much Music here in Canada. So Storm Force is on the way. Serena Prine and the Mandevilles. Great tune called Whiskey Town after the Maysides. 1,000 Friends. I don't even have one friend right here on the Indy 45 radio show.
Somehow.
Do you live in a whiskey town? A lot of whiskey in Wisconsin, I heard. Is that true? Hit me up, shaneradiozero@gmail.com. I'm from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, and trust me, there's plenty of whiskey in this country, this province, and right now into the studio. I mentioned the JDM band. They are on the way. That was Serena Prine and the Mandevilles. So here's what they do in radio. In real radio, they do segues. So Serena Prine and the Mandevilles right there. I'm going to play a Storm Force and a song called Breathe. Serena Prine is also singing with Storm Force on Breathe. Radio 101. Indy 45 Radio Show on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. J Stone and the JDM band right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Thanks for hanging out on this Sunday night. You can check out the show 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario. I'm Shane Christopher Neal. You can reach me, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. All right, coming up, my good friend Susie Corey. So her and I went to Los Angeles about 7 or 8 years ago. She is a rock country artist, and back when we went to LA, she was more on the rock spectrum, and she opened up for LA Guns out at the Whiskey A Go-Go, and I hosted the event there, which was just a blast to do. And I've known Susie for some time. She does a lot of country now and does a great job of it with a little bit of rock flair to it, and she's got a great song called Pretty Little Things. Susie Corey's on the way this hour. She's going to tell you a story about Pretty Little Things, but right now it's Evan Rotella. Yesterday Is Gone on the Indy 45 radio show.
Grass still green, the sky still blue. An old day someday become new. You keep listening to the same song repeat again. You got the same shit on your head in 95. Some reason it makes you feel alive. But those days were good, but those days ain't here no more. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on, but yesterday is gone. Locked by your bedroom light, with pictures in it that you like. You sleep alone.
song repeats itself. The same thing happened to somebody else. But you keep it on, it keep you company. Calls your name at night. You hit the pedal and drive like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone. Sky's still blue. I gotta pick myself up and do something new. These four walls seem to be my only hope. You got the same shit on your head in 75. Born to run and kiss the light. You play those records loud, cause Mark can't turn them down.
Turn that damn music down.
The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pedal and you ride like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're sleeping bitter lately after I left you behind. Well, keep my damn eyes off you. I'll never leave your side. The missing and the wanting, I can't wait to feel your charm. Song I play helps count the days till you're back in my arms. Phoenix, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, I'm glad you're coming home. It was only 6 days we spent together and the winter's been so cold. When we meet again, I promise my friend, we're hitting up the road. With all the tunes and all some noise, but you're the one they all come out to cheer. Finish how I missed you, promise to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, and I'm glad you're coming home. And all my worries are now gone, how I love you so. Finish how I missed you, promise to never let you go. So Venus,
Venus, how I missed you, promised never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised never let you go.
All right, from London, Ontario, Canada, that is Rose Cora Perry and The Truth Untold, the great Adele song, Rolling in the Deep, right there. And I met Rose Cora Perry, I don't know, like 10 years ago. She was doing a showcase out in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada at Sessions on the River. And it blew my mind how talented she was, not only as a songwriter and a singer, but as a guitar player. You gotta check her out playing guitar. You can check out their website, rosecoraperry.com. And I got to tell you a few things. They have been acclaimed one of the top 10 indie talents across Canada, according to Starbeat, and ranked the long-lasting number one local rock band in their hometown by Reverb Nation. Here's some of their standout tour dates. I don't know how far back this goes, but they played Vans, Warp Tour in Toronto, the Summer NAMM Showcase out in Nashville, Tennessee, the Whiskey A Go-Go at NAMM out in Los Angeles, Three Rivers Regatta out in Pittsburgh. Music is art in Buffalo. They played the International Pop Overthrow in Chicago, Illinois. What else we got? The Mesa Music Festival in Phoenix, Twin City Rib Fest in North Carolina, and here where we are in Niagara, headlining act for Day of a Thousand Musicians in Niagara Falls, Ontario. You can check her out, rosecoraperry.com. Tommy Solo is on the way. First, though, here's my good friend Susie Corey from Toronto, Ontario, talking about Pretty Little Things.
Pretty Little Things is very much an autobiographical song in that when I was a kid, I went to my very first concert at 14, saw Guns N' Roses, and decided that that's what I wanted to do with my life. Of course, when I told my parents, they said absolutely not. So for the next 25 plus years, I went into other fields and other careers. And then at a chance meeting on my 40th birthday, well, I wouldn't say really so much a chance meeting, I did actually fly out to LA to meet Axl Rose. And the chance is more that he actually was there when I arrived at his home. So we ended up chatting, taking a photo, and this picture went viral all over the internet. And although that was cool in itself, it also made me realize that any dream that I had or something, you know, as crazy as it might sound, I could actually possibly make it come true. And so I started following my dream of wanting to be a singer, which happened, you know, at the age of 14 at the first concert there. So ever since I started doing that, all these incredible things started to happen. And so I ended up writing the song called Pretty Little Things because it really is true to the fact that when I started following what I believe is my true purpose in this life, all these incredible things started to happen. So I hope you enjoy it. That's Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things, here with Shane Christopher Neal on Indy 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
Gonna
Ontario, Canada. That is Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things on the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And speaking of the Civic Media Radio Network, want to say a quick hello to our friends out in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW 97.9 FM. Also out in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR 97.5 FM. My name is Shane Christopher Neal. We do this each and every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can reach me, ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com. Check out my website as well, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. Going to leave you with this one, my friend Tommy Solo. Drop Your Guns, Indy 45 Radio, right here on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Something is amiss here. We never seem to get is all. Love is all you need. Love is all. Love is all you need. Love is all. Love you saying is guilty so cheap.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
June 11th through the 14th from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need, Jeff?
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.